Yo, it's your boy Phrase. You Let Me Speak, the podcast that talks about anything and everything, thoughts and minds are blurred. And here we are, Phrase Friday. Oh yeah, second week of January in 2022. First and foremost, before I get started, I just want to say and put out thoughts and prayers to all those that are still not feeling at their 100%, or they got friends and family that are feeling 100%, especially when we got this flu season, COVID season, whichever one you want to, whichever flavor or ailment you may be going on, anything, just any kind of ailment. You may be battling cancer or anything, serious ailments. Like I said, I got friends and family that are always fighting a good fight. So I just want to start that with just that moment. Like I said, thoughts and prayers to everybody that's out there dealing with that sort of a thing. My thoughts and concerns are always with you. And always hope for the best in terms of wealth and health. So, Phrase Friday, man. The topic today is the three Ps. Plan, practice, patience. As with the new year, as with every new year, we always talk about new year, new me, or even just in general, talking about always coming up and creating with a new version of ourselves. And it you know, the first month or maybe the first 2 months, you're going hard in the paint. You know, whether it's the gym, you like 4 or 5 days a week, killing it, going in. Then, you know, following the next month, maybe you don't go 5 days a week, you go like 4 days a week, or you dwindle down to 3 days, or you know, you end up tackling a new obstacle and you stop going to the gym less and then the workouts. And then, you know, as the time progresses, your mind starts getting to you and you're like, damn, I'm not seeing the results. It's crazy. I've been doing this like nut and I don't see nothing. You know, we are our worst critics. It's a given. We can't, you know, we can't really do too much about it as it pertains to that sort of thing. But damn. So then, you know, that whole plan to be ready with that summer body just fizzles off and you're like, damn, you know, what happened? Or, I mean, even if you just plan on doing anything as it pertains to a new goal or task that you wanted to obtain or complete, just be school, like, hey, I want to be an honor roll student, and life happens. 9 times out of 10, in most cases, we all go through these particular three phases, the three Ps, if you will, but we always don't really follow through with all of them to the entirety. Let's just go through them, and then we can discuss why those particular things may happen. So, plan. You know, this is probably one of the more important. I would say the second most important, as it pertains to three for me. At least is what I see in a lot of cases. But planning, I mean, that goes from you just even jotting it down in the first place, or even in the calendar, what it is that you want to obtain, i.e. I want to lose 50 pounds by my birthday. Now, I'm a Gemini, baby. You know, I'm a true Gemini, 6'6". And so we're in January, and that gives me a little less than 6 months, because the way we're at, what now? We're in January 14th, so it gives me a little less than 6 months to lose 50 pounds. Is that a realistic goal? Because essentially, if I had started like at the beginning of the month, that would give me 6 months. I'd have to lose 10 pounds, or actually a little less because it's only 50 pounds. We can even round it up to 60 and just say it would have been 10 pounds a month, but because I don't feel like doing the math at the moment. But it'll be, you know, slightly less than 10 pounds a month. Is that realistic? It would really depend on a whole lot of contributing factors. And these are the things that you have to think about when it comes to planning is, you know, is this goal realistic for me to obtain in a time span in which I want to obtain it? And off glance, you know, you think to yourself, you know, 6 months, 50 pounds, yeah, that's obtainable. But, you know, we know ever encompasses any kind of work related plans. You know, what your normal day at work of encompasses, how much time you're allotting yourself to the gym. Financially, is your financial plans billeted to encompass another financial obligation? Because, I mean, me trying to lose 50 pounds, obviously, I'm going to be altering my eating lifestyle in order to encompass this goal, in order to complete the goal. So, you know, financially, am I able to handle this? And if I don't have a gym membership, do I get a gym membership? Or do I hire a personal trainer? Like, these are the things that start piling up as you continue to go on this push to complete this goal. That, you know, this is where you sit down and encompass all the things you have to do before you even begin actually starting this process. A lot of people just want to say, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it, and then next thing you know, the next day, boom, I'm in the gym, bang 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 bang, bang, not really thinking about it, I'm eating healthy, I mean, also too, your body type. You have to think about your body type and what is encompassed with your body type that may you need to think about in terms of, one, how you're working out, two, what type of eating lifestyle that may be associated with what you want to achieve in terms of your goal of losing weight. Because, you know, one man could be eating cheeseburgers and french fries and all kinds of junk and just drop the weight like that and stay shredded. The next man may have to alter the diet to where, you know, they have to cut out a lot of complex carbohydrates so their body doesn't retain it, and they bulk up and they're trying to obtain the shred. You know, again, these are the things that people need to encompass in as it pertains to their goals. You know, if you want to obtain a certification in something, how many hours a day do you plan on studying? What type of study material do you plan on using? Are you a mechanical learner, or are you a visual learner, or, you know, or are you a combination of the both? Like, these are some things that you have to incorporate. And then how much of that time of your day, or of the week, of the month, are you allotting your time to be able to accomplish those goals? And what other times do you have to flex in order to be able to do this? You know, this is, you know, these are some things that are truly important before you even begin the process of everything. And, you know, it's great. It's great that you want to obtain a new goal, or you want to improve on yourself as a person. I implore it. You have to plan for it. You have to. And I mean, plan effectively, because, you know, saying one thing in regards to what you want to do and then having the process to where it makes it easier on yourself. And that's the really important part of the planning aspect of this. It makes it easier on yourself to actually go into practice of doing it, because you already have gone through all the hard work of understanding, okay, this is what I want to do. This is X, Y, and Z. I just got to follow through. And boom, you know, it just makes you easier. And then after a while, you know, like I say, 21 days, something, whatever you're doing turns into a habit. So the plan makes that habit a lot easier to go through. So as it pertains to the planning, like I said, this is definitely an extremely important part of that process. Then we go into practice. This is you actually doing what it is that you planned. And like I said, whether it's, you know, you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to study and obtain a certification, or, you know, you want to practice, just, you know, add a different practice to it. You know, maybe you want to meditate before you go to bed, you know, just to be able to ease your mind before you go to sleep, or clear your thoughts. Breathing practices for those that people that don't have good sleeping habits. Big recommendation for me: don't force yourself to go to sleep. Because if you force yourself to go to sleep, and 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen. If you allow yourself naturally to go to sleep, it's going to be a lot easier. Now, you may end up going to sleep extremely late, but I guarantee you, you're going to sleep right through it. The problem is that, so once you start building a sleep routine, you got to stick to that routine, because if you don't stick to your sleep routine, you're going to be all over the place trying to find sleep, and then all of a sudden waking up sporadic moments in the night and then wondering why your sleep is not sound and solid. And then start incorporating practices on stuff like that. You know, maybe, you know, you turn the lights low, you do light reading. Don't read a heavy book. Do some light reading, newspaper, maybe a magazine, something that's not going to have your brain active as it pertains to that sort of thing. And then, you know, when you do that as it pertains to the effort, then look into it as it becomes a routine and makes your sleep cycle a lot better. But when I talk about the practice of it and the effort as it comes to that sort of thing, you definitely have to look into you putting your foot down and getting into it as in terms of effort. Many times, you know, people are always expecting lack of effort and big results. Like, they want it to be like this, and nothing ever comes at. No, nothing, ever. Like, there's always some type of hard work or grind that's put into anything before you even obtain that particular goal or achieve that particular thing. So you gotta understand, man, practice is the real effort of things. So you really gotta take a look and definitely do that sort of thing. Because if not, otherwise, you know, all that planning that you just put into it will go in for naught. You don't know how many times where people go through all the work and they don't want to put that extra effort into it. And it's like, well, why did you spend all this time planning it if you're not going to put towards the effort to obtain these goals? The other aspect about this aspect, and the final one, is patience. You know, as society grows and moves on in life, there's a lot of cases in which we don't have the patience to continue on with this plan. Like, people will make these goals and plans about things and not continue on and follow through with and understand that you've made a lot of time to complete this goal, and they fall short and they get depressed. And it's crazy is that, you know, everyone else outside of you can see you are making changes and see the results before you will. You know, especially when it comes to working out or doing anything, something like that in nature, people are going to see the results before you, even though, again, we are our worst critics as it pertains to that sort of thing. So have the patience to follow through this whole ordeal, because, you know, you're really selling yourself short. And I mean, if you need constant reminders, you know, to keep yourself motivated, definitely, again, part of that planning, look into, you know, maybe incorporating some type of motivational podcast to listen to keep your mind active and focused on obtaining the goal. Maybe put little stickies and words of affirmation on your board or in your workplace to help you maintain your focus with you obtaining your goals. You know, patience is definitely a virtue in which, you know, a lot of us don't have nowadays, because, and I would say, quite frankly, we've become lazy as technology advances in society. So where that sort of thing definitely makes it a little more difficult for people to obtain or do those sort of things. But you got to understand that for that situation in life where we got to try and make it through a lot of things, you got to have that type of patience. It's like, you got to be set in stone. You got to anchor yourself down in order to be able to obtain those certain things. And so that's the 3 P's: plan, practice, and patience. And just understand that with everything in life, these 3 things are crucial when it comes to trying to obtain any type of goal. I don't care who you are. If you don't plan effectively, if you don't practice and put the effort in to do it. And if you don't have patience to allow that, allow those seeds to grow in fruition, you're not going to obtain those goals that you want. And, you know, with that, that's all I have for today. It's your boy, Frage. Well, let me speak. Signing off. You have yourself a great day.